Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and we are live with you for this Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I'm so excited for today's show, Tim, because finally, after 2.5 years in radio, I get to interview the only person I've ever wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
His name is Guy Sebastian.
So you've already, in your mind, this is all about you because you've said, I get to interview.
Yeah.
We get to interview.
No, this is my interview, Tim.
No, Jess.
This is all for me.
We've never.
He might be coming to Gladstone in July.
He is.
He might be coming to Rocky in July.
Where's this language? You know, he's confirmed to be here on the 10th of June.
But
the 10th of July and the 12th of July.
The really exciting part is that I get to speak to him today.
We are a team. It's the show is Tim and Jess, not the Jess and Jess show.
I look forward to chatting to Guy. Maybe he can get us one step closer to Keith Urban.
Well, if you keep being this sick, you might not even make it
till
after 8 a.m. You're still crook. I'm still sick of it.
I'm trying not to breathe on you. That's my job as your friend, to not breathe on you.
And, you know, like, I don't want to say it, but have you had your flu vac?
No. I didn't get it in time. And if our boss, Wexy, is listening, I'm sorry. I tried.
Well, you didn't try because you didn't. That was the definition of what you didn't do, which was try. But we still have a cracker of 3 hours to go. We're playing You Be the Judge after 7:30, as always, opening up the courtroom of Tim and Jess. This one has to do with his sister's 21st birthday.
Yeah.
That happened over the weekend.
A couple of people rocked up without gifts.
That's fine.
And I think it's a little rude.
Rock and roll. Move on with your life. 18th, I get it. 21, not important.
It's a major milestone and I think it's important, but we'll get to that later. If you want to join the jury, you can head to Facebook and Instagram.
We're also celebrating mums, heading up to Mother's Day, so make sure you're listening out very, very soon because we're going to tell you how you can celebrate your mum this Mother's Day. But Jess, something happened to me yesterday afternoon that's never happened to me in my life and it was like a cartoon.
Oh.
It was like a caricature of me and I'm embarrassed, but I'm okay. I'll tell you next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I had something happen to me yesterday afternoon that's never happened to me in my life, and it was like a cartoon.
You felt love for the first time.
The heart bounced out of my chest like Tweety Bird.
Like the Grinch, your heart finally started to...
No, but hurtful nonetheless. I was just tidying up the house because I was picking up my girlfriend from the airport later in the afternoon. So I was just doing just a little tidy up.
Because you hadn't cleaned in 2 weeks
since
you left.
I started cleaning on Friday. I hadn't cleaned until that point. But Friday until yesterday was just clean city for me. Me and my girlfriend still have different definitions of what a clean house is.
Sure.
But that's not really important.
Mate, if someone's going to whip out a vacuum for me, I ain't going to complain.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the vacuum. So I was upstairs in my place, two stories, vacuuming
mate, we've all got stuff going on.
Thank you.
Oh, I've got two stories.
That's all I really wanted to get out of this story, that I've got a two-story house. No.
I've got a backyard.
Yeah. Well, I did come from the backyard, but that's just, anyway. So I just finished vacuuming upstairs. And it was pretty much the time where I was like, all right, I'll go put the vacuum downstairs, have a shower, and I'll go to the airport because I was covered in dirt and a whole bunch of other things because I'm a very sweaty man. And take the first step to go down the stairs and miss the step.
Oh, no.
Fall down the stairs.
The whole way.
My stairs is like a... It's like a up that way and then up another way.
So we get it. You've got two stories.
Yeah, well, it's two and a half if that's how you want to count it. But so you know what the worst thing was? I didn't just fall down the first part of the stairs. I rolled around the pillar and fell about halfway down the second part of the stairs. And it's like that Eddie Murphy joke. I don't know if you've seen it from his 1980s comedy special. And it's like the large woman falls down the stairs. And it's like, Grandma, I'm halfway down now. And it felt like it was going forever. Like my arm, the vacuum was tangled in my leg.
Were you trying to stop yourself?
Yeah, I was trying to grab. I couldn't, but because I was upside down, I didn't know where I was and I was grabbing things. And by the time, because I landed on the flat ground on my back and then I started sliding backwards like I was going backwards on a water slide down the other stairs and that's when I grabbed the posts. And I didn't, I'm not in any pain. It didn't actually hurt.
Right.
I was almost upset that no one was there to see it.
When the bruises start coming up, we'll just tell your girlfriend that it was footy.
I fell down the stairs. It's okay. Don't you worry. So, if you fall down the stairs, just be careful. Because Yes, it's not cool looking, especially when you're just wearing footy shorts.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, last night, everyone's eyes were on Bachelor in Paradise as we saw the finale, three couples in commitment ceremonies and one that didn't quite make it there. I've got them on the line right now, Jake and Megan. How are you guys feeling after all everything wrapped up on the island?
I think we're a little bit relieved. I think it's been a bit of a, it's definitely been a bit of a roller coaster, and we've been waiting for today. So, yeah, we're excited.
I mean, well, first of all, are we still together? What's been happening?
We are. We're together.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting, guys.
That's so great.
It's good to get a connection.
And yeah, Megan, mate. I know that you were a little bit uncertain in Paradise. How are you feeling now? Have we said the L word to Jake?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's a bit thick. That's a bit thick, mate.
I have to know, Tim. Everyone has to know.
Look, we're getting there. We're we're definitely taking it as we did when we left.
I'm a slow mover, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't put pressure on those kind of things. If it takes your day, it takes your day.
You know
if it takes your year,
I think
takes
you guys are the only sensible couple on the island, to be honest. Like everyone else in Fiji was like, "Oh yeah, I've known this guy 2 weeks. I'm definitely ready to get married." And like, I was the only one that I was like, Megan. As soon as you were like, "You know what? I'm not sure." I was like, "You know what? I'm with you, girl. I don't know."
Have those conversations with your friends where you're like, oh, I don't know about this guy.
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, that is a bit brutal. That is a bit brutal.
I'm so happy that you guys have worked things out and that you're still together. We're so happy. And look, good luck. Let us know when the L word does get dropped, yeah?
Yeah.
You're the first person I'll call.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll get your email and we'll send it on the family email chain. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
No worries.
You can check out all the other results and the beautiful pictures of Sammy and Tara and the proposal at hit.com.au.
I don't like when you talk to people from The Bachelor.
I get really excited.
You turn real basic. You need to stop saying I get so excited when we speak. We speak to that people so often. You need to.
I know, and I have no professionalism about me.
We've only been doing this for 2 years. Come on, buddy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm very happy to be joined on the line right now by former Australian Idol winner, the first one ever, Mr. Guy Sebastian. He's coming to Central Queensland a little bit later on this year with his Then and Now tour, Jess.
Yeah, and I have been so excited for this interview, Tim, because in my 2.5 years of radio, this is the only person I've ever wanted to interview so badly.
Right, calm down. He's on the line now.
Guy. I'm so excited, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no way. Well, it's funny. So how old are you? Is that a bad thing to
no,
ask?
No, that's not a bad thing to ask. I'm 26.
So you would have been, hang on, let me do my math.
Here
you
we
would
go.
Have been
oh, here we go.
Like 8 years old when I was on Idol.
Yeah, and you best believe I voted. I went against my mum's wishes, stole her phone, and I voted to make sure you won.
All those 55-cent texts.
That's right. I mean, who's going to do that nowadays? No one would pay that now, especially in Sydney. Everyone's just trying to pay their mortgage. No one's going to get behind them. So I got in at a good time.
We're super keen for you to come up to Central Queensland a little bit later this year with your Then and Now regional tour. Now, I have heard that not only like getting ready for this album and for this tour, that obviously you've got to think about the music, but apparently you were getting your body ready for the tour as well.
Oh, look, I did a little men's health shoot a few months ago. And so I'm really not that sort of get your kid off sort of bloke. And I remember my manager at the time said, oh, these trainers want to train you for free. And I love a bargain. So I was like, yep, gold. Beats paying for it. So I went there and met the trainers. And awesome. Then men's health were there wanting to capture the transformation. And I don't know, I guess that thing that gave me the inspiration to do it, because they said, oh, we'll do a shot without your top on. And I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, no.
Sure.
I just went hard. I worked out hard every day, like sometimes twice a day. Wow. And I completely changed my diet. And suddenly in a few weeks, I started seeing abs and it was weird. And then I don't know, like I this might sound vain, but I'd get up and I'd sort of walk past a mirror and I'd have to stop. Like, I just couldn't get used to it for ages.
Oh, I guess it kind of fits with your Then and Now tour, you know? You had the before shot and the after shot. Is that what's happening on the posters for the tour as well?
Well, kind of. But the thing is, if you don't maintain that sort of level, it becomes then and now then.
Yeah, that's true.
You go back into then very quickly.
Well, if that's the style of the show, where you open with Angels Have Brought Me Here, then you go into some of your new stuff, then back to Angels Have Brought Me Here, then we know that that's where you're at.
Darryl Braithwaite style, open with a hit, exactly close with a hit, the same hit.
Yes. And physically, I'm back to meat pies and sausage rolls.
All right, sounds good, guy. If you don't mind sticking around on the other side, we'll talk more about your tour and what can people expect. So thank you very much, mate, for sticking around. It's Tim and Jess on Hit Seek. Joined by that man there, Guy Sebastian, still on the phone because he's coming to town soon with his Then and Now tour.
Yeah, and speaking of Then and Now, I'm assuming that implies that you've got new hits and also some of your old ones. What's some of the old tunes that we can expect, Guy?
Look, there's some stuff that's kind of the obvious ones like Like It Like That and Like a Drum and Who's That Girl and then I've got even throwback, like I did a ballad with Jordan Starr called Art of Love. And I've got this incredible singer on tour called Fatai, so she's going to do the little duet with me. And then look, I've got, you know, Set in Stone, a whole bunch of other ballads. But there are a few new songs that I've been writing in the last few months. I've been I sort of had a pretty crazy few months, like over Christmas, just before Christmas, a few things that happened and a few, I don't know, like I was in sort of probably emotional overload and didn't know it. So when I went to start writing, it was like this explosion of like stuff I needed to get out. And literally I've pretty much written a whole album in 2 months.
You've got to be careful because now your management and your record label will be like, mate, it only took you 2 months for the last one. What's taking you so long?
Yeah, exactly. I've set a precedent. But I'm just back to kind of really heartfelt songs that are soulful and like a few ballads, of course, because I do love a ballad.
We're super keen to have you here in CQ.
10th of July in Gladstone, 12th of July in Rockhampton, Then and Now tour. You can get your tickets at guysebastian.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Guy.
My pleasure. I can't wait.
Hey, Guy, just before you leave, can we ask you a bit of a...
Do we have to ask Guy Sebastian this question?
Look, Tim, we have to take advantage of anybody that we can get on.
Sure.
Guy, we've a bit embarrassing here. I've been trying to get on a certain artist on our show, and so we've been asking every guest that we have on since the start of the year, pretty much.
Guy, she asked the Prime Minister this question, so just hold yourself.
And so don't feel bad if you don't know the answer to this, because not even our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, did. Do you know Keith Urban?
I've met Keith Urban, I've performed with him. Do you want him on the show?
We want to get him on the show. Do you have any access to him? Like, I don't know where to begin. It's been 80-something days since we've been trying to get him on the show, and I'm no closer to getting him.
He just released an album. I know that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to speak to the minnows like us, though, Guy.
Oh, look, he's very surprisingly humble, and even though he's a huge... You know, he's massive in the US. People have no idea here in Australia. Well, no, some do, but a lot of people don't know just how huge Keith Urban is in the US. But he's very humble. I'm sure he'll chat to you guys. I can always see what I can do.
Mate, you've got our number. If you hit us up.
I don't have Keith on speed dial or anything, but I'm sure I could.
You're going to be in Central Queensland in July, so if you do happen
we'll
to,
say g'day,
we'll come say good day, and if you happen to have spoken to Keith, let us know.
I honestly will. I love a challenge, so I will try and hook you guys up.
Awesome, mate. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you when you head to town.
Pleasure. See you guys soon.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Yeah, this is me. 6:14, Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. That's a cover from one of the greatest movies of all time, The Greatest Showman. Jess, you said on the flight back to Central Queensland you watched that movie.
I did, yeah. I don't know.
It's a good movie, man.
I feel like it's because I feel like everyone told me, oh my God, it's so amazing. It's like the best movie ever.
Yeah, so
and then I sat
that.
Down to watch it and I went... It's not that
but
good.
But you watched it on a plane, right?
Yeah.
Movies aren't good on planes.
Okay. Maybe I need to watch it in surround sound.
Like, it's just the message. Like, this is me, Jess.
Yeah, like, I get
this
it.
This is me.
But
I'm
also,
beautiful.
Like, I feel like he was a bit...
I cried.
Hugh Jackman was not great, like, in it. Like, no, like, he was good.
You're fine.
Like,
get out.
I didn't like him as a person in it.
Oh, yeah, because...
Like, he was a bit of a...
He was meant to be a dick.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought he was going to be, like... A really nice guy.
In real life, he is. Anyway, that's...
I like Zac Efron.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to celebrate your mum and Zac Efron, make sure you're listening out.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Hit CQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
If you want to celebrate your mum this Mother's Day, then go to hit.com.au and register her to be crowned the first ever Mother of the Year for Central Queensland.
Yeah, look, everyone thinks that their mum is the best mum, Tim.
Well, mine is the best, so... Who can
but
be
this
the,
is proof.
Who can be the second best mother on Central Queensland behind my
this
own?
This is proof that if your mum wins this, she is the best mum in all of Central Queensland.
I was talking to mum last night, and mums do the funniest things, right? And that's why I love my mum. I said to her, because she's coming to visit next week. She's going to be here for a whole week.
Yeah.
And in the, 5 years that I've moved out of home, I think this is, the second or third time she's come to visit. So this is just riveting for me.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. And I said to her, can you send me a list? She's been doing some research. Send me a list of some things you want to do while we're here in Central Queensland.
Right.
She wants to go all. She wants to see it all, babe.
Right. Because she never plans on coming back again.
Exactly. She wants to really get it all done. And instead of sending me a list on my phone, she's handwritten on several pieces of paper things she wants to do and send me images. And I was like, Mum, what do you want me to do with that? Why are you sending me photos of lists?
Right.
Just send me the... And I was like, look, I love you. But reevaluate your whole way you think about life.
Well, we've already had a couple of entries come Ooh. Through, Tim. Several entries, actually. We're going to have to sip through these. 25 words or less. Tell us why your mum is the best. One daughter, I won't say the names, has said, my mum is the best mum in CQ because she's there when I need her. And even though I can't live at home, she let me stay till I got back on my feet.
On your mum.
That's so nice.
On your mum.
And this is what it's about. It's about celebrating the mums that sacrifice themselves for you.
Yeah, and just celebrating what they do for you across their whole entire life. Mother's Day, Father's Day, we love celebrating our parents because they're fantastic. So we are going to invite the top 10 finalists to a very special evening at the Gladstone Yacht Club.
Yeah.
We're going to invite mums from all across Central Queensland. And there is going to be someone crowned Hit CQ's first ever Mother of the Year. Are you keen?
I'm so keen.
Are you very
I'm going to get some mum hugs that night because I don't get to spend Mother's Day with my mum.
No.
So prepare yourselves, mums. I'm coming for you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
the biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, Kanye West, one of your favourite guys.
My boy.
Was apparently really uninterested in the last birth of his child.
What do you mean?
Well, they had their youngest daughter, Chicago, was born, obviously, in January. What?
I forgot about that. And they named it Chicago.
And Kim's first two pregnancies, she was giving birth, but the last one, they decided to go with a surrogate, so it was a bit safer because Kim had a lot of complications.
But is this their third kid?
Yeah.
I thought this was their second kid.
No, they've got North, Saint, and Chicago.
North, South, and West.
They're going east next winter.
All we need is east, and it's
going to
be fine.
No, apparently Kanye was in the next room, so they had adjoining rooms. The surrogate was in one room with Kim and a couple of other members of the family, and Kanye was next door with some mates playing Connect Four.
I imagine I would like to be doing the same thing during my third child's birth. So full credit to Kanye because he's really working hard there.
Yeah, look, full credit to Kanye. My uncle was in the birthing suite with my auntie who was actually giving birth.
Wow.
And he was looking at the form guide, putting on bets.
Mate, again, I wish I could spend the birth of my third child doing these kind of things. It sounds fun.
Yeah, I'll bring the Connect Four game when you're giving birth to your first child.
Oh, you're definitely not invited.
Oh,
you won't even know until it's 3 years old that it's been around. So, thanks, buddy.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I don't know if you've ever done this when you go to the shops and you go, I'm just going to get the bare essentials, just lunch for the rest of the week, couple of dinners, and neck minute, you've spent over $100.
No, it doesn't happen to me often.
You never do that?
Well, I don't eat lots of sweets or chocolates and that.
Neither do I.
I'm not saying that you do, mate. Chill out.
How dare you?
But I don't go, oh, I'll just have that because I know I'll eat it.
But it's easy to get the shopping list blowout, right?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
You walk past.
Sometimes you buy a fancy item.
Something's on special. You're like, I'll take 12.
I don't think I've ever seen something on special and thought, 12 is what's necessary here.
But look, a budgeting expert has claimed that you can feed a family of four for just $15 a day.
If your kids enjoy eating 3 grains of rice a day, I'm sure that's true.
Right? So this is, her name's Nikki Story. She's a Townsville coordinator for Saver Plus and the Smith family.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs workshops to provide financial education for families with lower incomes,
because,
right?
Yeah, like the way I look at it, me and my partner, we spend like whatever amount. And every time I buy groceries, I go, imagine having kids.
Yeah.
Imagine having kids. We just double this.
Honestly, I reckon I spend $100 a week on groceries.
That's probably
like,
about right.
That's like my food for the week. But she's saying that for $100 a week, you could feed a family of four.
Jeez.
So what am I eating for four, or am I just doing it wrong?
It's like buying, all right, I'm going to go to the butcher and buy a certain amount of mince, certain amount of chicken, certain amount of this. I'll buy a whole bunch of vegetables, I'll buy my fruit and that. And you can actually portion those pretty well because per serving, fruit and meats are actually really, really cheap.
Yeah. And this is what she's saying. Planning is key. Spending less at the supermarket is what you can do if you plan what you're going to buy before you even go into the store.
But isn't that like half the fun? You go to the supermarket, it's like, what am I eating this week? Let's just go for a wander through the aisles and I'll find out
what's
as I go.
Special?
It's kind of like you build it kind of like on that old Huey's Cooking Kitchen. You just kind of like,
oh my God.
What are you going
to
get?
What can we make of this? I loved Huey.
I don't know. He's probably in jail for all we know. He's got a mustache that I don't trust.
But there you go. You can check it out for yourself at hit.com.au. Nikki thinks $15 a day is all you need. Family of four.
Next week, do you want to try it? We'll try
really?
And move off $15 for the week of food.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Can't wait to complain. Even more next week.
We're in
week.
The middle of a fitness challenge. Yeah. Is this the right time to be doing this?
Absolutely. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The Boyne-Tanham hookup is this Friday all kicking off. Right. And we could not be more excited.
I'm as keen as a brim.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
A brim?
Fish joke.
Brim. Cool. I'm as keen as a bass.
It's spelt like it was almost, it's B-R-E-A-M, so it's spelt bream, so it's like bean, but it's brim. Fishermen get it, and we're all laughing now.
Good gag.
Thank you. we're very excited to be involved. We are excited to be involved with the duck race that's happening on the Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be hosting that and winning that. So if you want to beat us in the in the competition.
Good luck. You can still purchase your ducks.
Yeah, there's business ducks.
Yep.
You get a tuxedo on your little duck. Give it a name. Give it a tax reform. You know, it'll have a good race. But also, today I'm going to try and rally the troops here at the radio station.
Right.
Because there's team fishing, and I feel like I've got the inspiring words that can get everyone over the line, and we can all catch a fish and absolutely have a team bonding this weekend.
I feel like the way you talk to people around this office... that your speech to rally people will not work.
Like, I'm a very positive person.
You've been going around talking big game about your fishing.
I've never fished in Queensland. That's my main thing. I've fished in New South Wales a lot as a youngster.
Hashtag no one cares.
I'm just trying to be relatable. sorry, Captain Fisherman over here that had to, last time they went fishing, had to buy a fish to pose for it.
I did not buy it.
Sorry, you lend the fish from the fish markets. So... if you do want to get involved...
I'm still yet to catch a fish. I thought you were going to help me out before the Boyne-Tanham hookup. Going in blind.
I'm going to help you during the Boyne-Tanham hookup.
Right.
So if you want to register your team, boyntanhamhookup.com.au, check it out for yourself. And
we're going to be down there at Bray Park on Friday morning.
Yeah, the launch. So we'll see you there. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a friend of mine on Friday gave an absolute, I guess... she was dealt a really bad card.
Sure.
She works at a law firm as a paralegal.
Oh, well, a real people job.
Worked at a law firm. Found out on Friday that she lost her job.
Is there a reason that she lost her job?
Well, she's not really sure. I think it was just, you know, there was not enough work. She was just the unlucky person that got cut.
How long has she been there for?
She's only been there for about a year.
All right. Well, it's long.
Yeah.
It's long enough to be like, well, I'm off probation.
Yes. And so she found out that she was fired.
Okay.
Because as she was leaving for the day on Friday, they handed her all of her belongings from her desk in a garbage bag.
Ooh. Yeah. So her mindset's gone from, it's Friday, I'm going to go have some drinks with some mates.
Pump some R&B Fridays. Cheers.
Going to have a good weekend. Why are my things in a garbage bag? Oh, Kevin's told me I'm fired.
Yes. You no longer have a job here.
No.
See you never. Do not
come
back Monday.
This is just my humble professional opinion. that's not a very professional way to fire somebody.
I feel like it's not either. Like, especially from a law firm, you'd think that, maybe they would be on top of these sorts of things. Like, maybe she might turn around and, I don't know, sue them for something like that. I don't know.
Do you know I got ahead of being fired?
Did you?
I quit. And they were like, well, we're going to fire you next week anyway.
Really?
It was my first ever
job.
Where was that? I was working at a butcher. I was working at the back, like, as a dish boy. And
because they made you clean the machine, didn't they?
Yeah, they made me clean the mincing machine. And I vomited. And then I was like, sorry, guys, this isn't for me. And they're like, yeah, we could tell. We were going to fire you on Monday. And I was like, thank you. But I'm going to get out now and give me my $20 for my 4 months of work.
I've never been fired from a job before. Like, especially not in this brutal a way.
Sorry. Can we bring the cape in? The superheroes in the building. Never been fired before.
How dare you?
My word.
I'm just a model employee, Tim. What can I say?
Yeah.
I nearly won Employee of the Month again this week.
He didn't.
I did.
This week?
I came second.
Everyone came second because only one person got a star. Anyway, so what, you 13, 12, 16, how'd you find out you get fired?
Yeah. Because, wow. I mean, finding out you got fired because all your belongings were handed to you in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
Not even a box, in a garbage bag.
Mate,
how brutal is that?
Recycling. You got to be on top of it. No one wants to be giving away cardboard boxes. It's all about the garbage bags at the moment. So,
13, 12, 16, how'd you find out you got fired?
Yeah. The sadder, the better. For us.
Tim.
Not for you. For us. 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Tim, we're talking about my mate who got fired in a very, I would say, inappropriate fashion.
Very unprofessional.
She was leaving for work on Friday afternoon, was handed all of her belongings in a garbage bag.
Yeah. Now, she was a lawyer.
Paralegal.
What's the difference?
Look, I'm not sure.
So don't tell me I'm wrong if you don't know.
Well, she's not a paralegal isn't a lawyer, is it? Like, it's someone that helps lawyers.
So why would you yell at me going, no, you don't know. Don't have a go at me. Try to make me sound dumb. You're dumb. You know what's dumb? The way she got fired.
Yes.
That is very unprofessional. Here's your things in a garbage bag. No written warnings.
Not that I know of.
She could be hiding 50 written warnings.
She absolutely could be. She doesn't know I'm talking about this on the radio today. So.
Hi, Helen. her name's not Helen. That's all right. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, how'd you find out you got fired? Because that's brutal.
Yeah.
That is really brutal. We've had Sarah from Gracemere call through on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, how did you find out you got fired?
Well, it was quite some time ago. It was one of my first jobs. I was about 17 and I had taken Valentine's Day off and then I didn't, and then the next day as well, but I didn't call through that I was taking like both of the days.
Right. So easy mistake to make when you've just got your first job.
I know, yeah. And, like, I was really young and, like, a bit dumb and whatever. And then when I did return back to work, I was, like, going to check my roster for the next week and my name was, like, black texted out.
Wow.
I know. And then I had to go into, because I was, like, really confused, and I went into my boss's office and he was like, oh, no, you don't work here anymore.
Yeah. There's no mistake, Sarah. Goodbye.
No. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Honey, no.
You don't even have to pack up your desk because you haven't got one.
Yeah. Wow. What did you, as a 17-year-old, I imagine that would be quite rough to take.
Yeah, I was like, I was really confused, but then I was like, I told all my friends that I quit and it was like really dramatic. I think I was like a little bit embarrassed and whatever, and I just
Sarah,
I told everyone that I quit.
I don't like those people that when they've been fired, they're like, no, I decided to move on. Yeah. I decided to move on. But if you were 17...
It was a mutual breakup.
Yeah. We mutually decided I didn't deserve to work there anymore. Thanks for your call though, Sarah.
Thanks. Always, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
What just happened?
We got some feedback as I pressed hang up on Sarah. It scared the pujuzzas out of me.
I think everyone's awake now, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. Gosh, now I know why I'm about to get fired.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I told you I had a new lead for Keith Urban.
81 days into you saying you were going to get him on the show.
Yes, and look, I've got him on the line right now, my new lead.
Oh, my.
Yep. I
almost said the F word. You need to be careful.
I've dialed in. You might recognise this voice.
Okay.
From after 9 a.m. on this very network.
Huh?
His name is Joey Gross.
Oh, Joey. He's Joey on the phone. Joey, how you going, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm going good. It's good to actually be able to speak to you. Normally we're so different across the day that we actually don't get to catch each other.
I know, it feels like I've never met you guys before. It's weird.
Now, I mean, Joey is my lead, Tim, because you will have noticed last week, Joey actually had a takeover with Keith Urban on his show.
What?
Yeah, the legend, the man of mystery, Mr. Keith Urban, got the chance to have a chat to him.
I was so jealous because we're now sitting on day 81, Joey, trying to get Keith on our show, and it's getting a little embarrassing for me. Tim keeps saying that I'm not doing anything. So I thought, why not go straight to the source, get Joey Gross on the phone. You've actually spoken to the man himself. Can you do anything to help us?
Maybe I could, you know, I feel like I've got a couple of connections in the music world now. Now that I've spoken with Keith, you know, I think I know some of the big wigs.
Is he as nice as everyone says he is? Because everyone keeps telling us what a nice guy he is.
He's absolutely the nicest man I think I've ever met in my life. So, like, chilled out too. I literally felt when I was talking to him, like, he was just sitting in a studio in Nashville, sipping a coffee in his PJs, just having the chillest time. Like, he just seems so relaxed. And he's brought out, like, I think that was his ninth studio album out. And he just seems like it's just you know, this is just a new thing.
Do you know why Jess is trying to get him on the show? Has she filled you in that much?
I haven't heard about the actual reasons why she wants to get him in.
She wants him on the show so that she can force an apology out of me so that I can say sorry to Keith Urban because I hate his song, The Fighter, but I do love his new song, Parallel Lines.
He's a big fan of the new album, and I think it's only right for him to apologise for slagging him off for all those years because of The Fighter.
And I do it on the show. I would say that was The Fighter. Go be a hit VIP and vote out that song. I would say that, and I can see why the apology is probably needed. But I just don't think that you guys are going to get him on the show.
It was Carrie Underwood, wasn't it? It wasn't Keith.
It was all Carrie.
You don't like it.
Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, I think Joey is being helpful right now.
He's got some leads, Tim.
I doubt
that's one step closer than we have been for the last 81 days.
I'm doubting both of all of your help right now. It's not going to happen. But
it's on, Joey. Don't let Tim doubt you, buddy. I believe in you.
No way. Now that the doubt's been put in, that's just made me angry. No. Now I'm just going to go out and I'm going to harass. Even though I have to fly to Nashville myself and stay outside Keith's door.
We got Guy Sebastian on the case. We got Joey Groth on the case. Tim, this is going
to
happen.
Well, you probably need to get it sorted in the next 19 days because it has been decided that if 100 days go with no contact, then there's a punishment. Yeah. So you guys need to get on, otherwise Jess is going to feel the
You need to help me out, buddy.
Okay. All right. I'm on it.
All right. Thanks, Joey. I doubt you heavily, but thank you very much.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, a big day for NSYNC.
Oh, my goodness. Right now, as we speak, literally, NSYNC have gotten back together. Dot, dot, dot. To present themselves on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I wanted to leave a little dramatic pause so NSYNC fans could freak out. No, they are not back together, but they are physically together today.
Standing in the same location.
Look, it's pretty exciting. Justin Timberlake's there. All of the gang are there. And, you know, I thought they would have had a star by now. Why are they just getting one now?
Well, Justin Timberlake, I assume, took one for all of them.
Well, that's what I thought, Dean. I was under the impression Justin Timberlake already had a star.
Yeah, I think he does. So I don't know why this has just come through. I don't know. There must be like a backlog of stars needed.
I mean, maybe 20 years from now, Camila Cabello will have a star, and then the rest of Fifth Harmony will get upset, and they're like, "Oh, all right, we'll give Fifth Harmony a star. We gave NSYNC one. We've set a precedent now."
Rookie mistake. There's too many stars, but it's good, especially on the 1st of May. Justin Timberlake would be ecstatic because it's going to be May, as he always said in that song. So thank you very much, Dino.
Great to chat, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Dino.
You can find out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
You be the judge. Every single Tuesday we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we are both stubborn individuals.
Yes.
And we can't go in the same direction.
We don't have money for a real court.
If we were travelling around Australia, well, wait, from here, where would you go? Up north or would you go down south first?
No, you go up north.
Well, I'd go down south.
Well, of course you would. Because I'm Tim and I'm right about everything.
Thank you. That is a perfect impression of me. At the moment, the current leaderboard sits Tim 11, Jess 7. So 11 times the judge has sided with me and 7 times you. The jury today is really cracking on. And I'd like you to introduce what we're even bringing forward to the judge this morning.
Look, we want to talk birthday parties because obviously it's my sister's 21st on the weekend. And there was something I noticed. A couple of people, and wasn't that many, and I'm not going to name and shame here.
Sarah, Timothy.
But a couple of people rocked up without a gift.
Yeah.
And I thought it's the polite thing to do and the, like, you know, the decent thing to do.
Mm.
If you get invited to a birthday, especially a 21st, a milestone birthday, some would say, that you rock up with a gift. We're providing dinner, we're providing drinks, you come with a present. That's the way I see it.
I think as soon as you get onto the subject of expecting things, then it's not okay.
No, but see, it's not an expectation.
You like just said you expect it physically with your mouth.
It doesn't need to be like a big gift. It's the thought. Just a card saying happy birthday would have been enough. That's $0 inside the card.
I don't know where you get cards from.
An acknowledgement.
Do cards cost nothing? That's stealing.
An acknowledgement of the birthday is all you need.
I think attending is enough. I don't.
Presence is not enough of a present.
I don't. As soon as you expect something, that's not okay. Whether it's your, like, kids' birthdays, I get it, because you're a child, and children have tanties. But as an adult, you're not meant to have tanties.
I understand that most birthdays you wouldn't be expected to bring a present, but it's the milestone ones. I think I feel like from when you're a kid up until age of 18, every birthday should have a present. And then after 18, 21st, 30th, 40th, 50th, milestones.
You can't put terms and conditions. You either have to be fully for it or fully against it.
I'm fully for it.
No, because you just put terms and conditions,
mate. Do you want to hear some of the jury are saying on Facebook?
We've had four jurors comment so far.
Oh, no, several jurors,
Tim. Okay, slow down.
We've got Brendan said, not bringing a gift should not be an issue. Yep. A gift being expected, though, well, there's something to debate.
Exactly.
Marie said, to a kid's birthday party, absolutely not. But your presence at an adult's party is their present.
Exactly.
I
got things going on. I got gardens.
Sue said, no, I think it's rude to turn up to a birthday party without a gift. I agree, Sue. This is what I'm arguing.
Chill out, Sue. Well, it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what you think. And to be honest, doesn't matter what Sue thinks. Unless Sue calls up right now on 13, 12, 16.
This is the only courtroom where the jury doesn't matter.
Thanks for participating. But on 13, 12, 16, first call through. It's the whole point of the game. You could have the worst opinion in the world. You are the judge. 13, 12, 16. Do you have to bring a gift to a birthday party?
Absolutely, yes.
No. Every Tuesday, the courtroom of Tim and Jess is opened. This week, we can't agree on bringing gifts to a birthday party. Is it expected of you? Should you have to do it? I fully believe that if you are expecting a gift, you are 5 years old.
Yeah, but...
And that you... I don't think that you... Just because you say it's my 21st and I invite you, I'm not expecting a gift from you.
No, see, I disagree. I think if it's a big milestone birthday, if you're having a birthday party, you're just going out for some drinks, I don't expect a present. But if you're having a big birthday party and you're inviting people over, you're paying for food, you're paying for drinks, it's like going to a wedding without a present. Like, you just don't do it. It's rude.
You're getting worked up, mate.
Because you're being rude.
I'm not being rude. You're expecting too much. And I think we've grown up...
I demand order in this courtroom.
We have grown up in different worlds, and I think it's clearly showing. And it doesn't...
Maybe it's a wog thing.
The jury's pretty split. Your side, my side, which is exciting. But it doesn't matter what the jury says. It doesn't matter what you or I say. It matters what our judge says. And our judge this morning, first person to call through, they get the final say on everything as the judge, is Brittany from Gladstone. Now, Brittany, given all the information from the defendant and the other person, I keep forgetting what that is, where are you heading with your decision this morning?
I don't think presents are necessary.
You don't think presents are necessary?
It's rude.
Can you talk through your process there?
Being 21 myself, honestly, we all just get together and have fun.
Isn't that what it's all about,
Brittany? Didn't you expect a few gifts on your 21st birthday? 21st birthdays are the best because you got so much jewellery, you got so much cash.
Where did you grow up?
I expect people to come and get pissed.
See, I think Brittany might be one after my own soul, that I'm not a massive fan of birthdays. As long as if I just catch up for a drink, I'm happy with that.
So, Brittany, like, you wouldn't be, like, disappointed in someone if they didn't bring a gift to a birthday?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Brittany's great. So, because don't you think as soon as you expect something, Brittany, that's when it becomes, like, really engineered and not fun, right?
And then you get let down if people don't turn up with things.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like you did, Jess. So,
I did.
Happy birthday.
It wasn't even my birthday.
Your birthday's coming up in June 6th. So
I won't expect a present from Brittany.
Yeah, well, you're right. So, Brittany, you are the judge. Final ruling, should you need to bring a gift to a birthday party?
No.
The gavel is down. Thank you very much, Brittany. Mate, you're a legend.
Thank you.
No worries.
Not inviting Brittany to my birthday this year.
I can't see behind me on the whiteboard what the score is at the moment for you to be the judges.
It's 12-7.
12-7.
Yeah.
In two more weeks, I'll be doubling you because I know that I'm going to win.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, you courtroom adjourned. Go home.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And I need your help.
Okay.
I need your help, Jess. I need Central Queensland's help because I've seen something happen over in Switzerland and I want it to happen here.
Okay.
So 25,000 Swiss people, or people in general, I don't want to label them all as Swiss, because wouldn't that just be the worst? They all chipped in together, 25,000 people, and together purchased a piece of Picasso's painting.
A piece?
Like a piece
oh,
of
right.
artwork.
Come
on, mate.
The full artwork,
yes,
not just like
the
a
bottom corner.
Of it.
No.
We'll just rip off this corner. That's all you can afford.
So 25,000 combined, all put in 40 shares each. Mm-hmm. So 40,000 shares each for $2.67 million Australian. So
right.
25,000 people split the $2.6 million.
And where is it going? Is it like everyone takes a turn having it in their house?
Well, they bought it for like a society of like they're all in a member of so-and-so. So what I would like is for us to all put in a dollar here or there, but I also need something for us to buy.
Okay.
I would like something of high value to give to the people of Central Queensland.
I mean, where was this a couple of weeks ago when Russell Crowe was having his big divorce sale?
I know. Look, time... It's not my best perk.
So wait a second. You're asking...
I'm asking for an idea. If people want to call up on 13, 12, 16 and give us an idea of something of high value we can buy, then at least we can know the value that we need to ask people to send
us
money.
So right now you're saying, hey, Central Queensland, give me some money. I don't know what I'm going to buy, but give me
some
money.
At the moment, let's just start with what is something of high value that we should try and purchase?
Right.
Like, let's think thousands of dollars here.
I'm thinking, well, it's beef week.
I'm not buying a cow.
Can we buy a cow? Surely cows aren't that expensive, right? Everyone put in 20 cents.
We could buy a cow.
Let's buy a cow.
13, 12, 16. How much does the cow cost? I don't know.
Let's kick off beef week really strongly.
Yeah. Oh, man, to get this done in a week is a bit much, but I agree. 13, 12,
be
16.
Be ambitious, Tim.
Let's try and buy a cow. We can be Central Queensland's cow. We'll talk about it more tomorrow.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.